Now to some campaign issues that can be the most divisive. On topics such as abortion or gay marriage, presidential candidates often try to say as little as possible for fear of offending voters. This year, both John McCain and Barack Obama are trying a different approach. They're reaching out to voters on opposite sides of the issues, and they're doing that simultaneously. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on whether the risky strategy is working.
For John McCain, the tricky issue is embryonic stem cell research. The pro-life McCain has broken with President Bush and the rest of the Right to Life movement on that issue, voting twice to expand federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. The distinction is important. Research on stem cells from other sources, like adult or umbilical cord blood, is not controversial. In this radio ad touting his support for stem cell research, McCain was careful not to specify what kind of stem cell research he was talking about.
John McCain will lead his congressional allies to improve America's health. Stem cell research to unlock the mystery of cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Stem cell research to help free families from the fear and devastation of illness.
Then there's this statement on Senator McCain's website. It says, quote, "Clear lines should be drawn that reflect a refusal to sacrifice moral values and ethical principles for the sake of scientific progress." That's pretty much President Bush's position, and it's left backers of embryonic stem cell research, like Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette, wondering what McCain actually supports.
Senator McCain did vote for our bill, but in his campaign, he's really been parsing his words. And so we weren't terribly clear about whether he would support embryonic stem cell research or not. He was sort of trying to play it both ways a little bit.
In an email to NPR, McCain domestic policy advisor Douglas Holtz-Aiken confirmed that, yes, McCain does still support embryonic stem cell research, and yes, he would, as president, sign the bill he voted for as a senator. Meanwhile, Senator Obama has been playing to both sides on a touchy issue of his own, abortion. Obama hasn't hidden the fact that he is strongly pro-choice, but he's made repeated entreaties to evangelicals and others on the other side of the abortion issue during this campaign, including this one during the final debate at Hofstra University.
But there surely is some common ground when both those who believe in choice and those who are opposed to abortion can come together and say, we should try to prevent unintended pregnancies.
But Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee says Obama's history on the issue has never been one of trying to seek that middle ground.
Even on abortion-related issues where many pro-abortion rights lawmakers did come over to the pro-life side, like the partial birth abortion legislation, where we ended up having two-thirds of the Congress in support of the ban, Obama has never wavered in his opposition.
All of which raises the question, do candidates really get away with playing both sides of such touchy issues?
I think in part they do.
John Green is a professor of political science at the University of Akron who specializes in the politics of religion. He says such techniques tend to work mainly with voters who don't make divisive social issues their top voting priority.
So say somebody who was a committed Catholic and pro-life on abortion, but very concerned about the economy this year and really interested perhaps in voting more on economic issues. One way to deal with their concerns about abortion is to hear a more moderate position from a Democratic candidate, to hear something that they can, at least to some extent, agree with.
The danger, of course, is that the candidates run the risk of angering those for whom these issues are the top priority. Green says that's the balancing act that often spells the difference between winning and losing. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.